You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host and welcoming back Susan Bishak. Susan is the owner at Natural Harmony LLC. She's based out of Kinnelon, New Jersey. If you do want to find out more about her, the great work she does, well, then reach out to her, either by phone or through her website. Now, the website is interesting because it's her name. Very simple to do. Type in SusanBishak.com. That's Susan, BISCHAK.com. Once you're there, you can scroll around, see what she's all about. You can also reach out to her privately as well at 973-838-7211. And again, Susan Bishak, welcome back to the program, and how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy to be on the air again.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you back. You're also an author as well. Let me point that out. Anybody who could be joining us for the very first time, we're talking about a book called Healing a Desperate Heart, which is, you can see the excerpts by clicking through on the website, which again is SusanBishak.com. Just click on Healing a Desperate Heart. It'll take you right to that page. You'll see what the book is about, her personal healing journey. You can read all about it. And Susan, for those people that could be joining us for the first time, just do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do as the owner of Natural Harmony.
Okay. Basically, everything I do is under the umbrella of healing. I have studied lots of different healing modalities, starting with Reiki and IET and IGM and all these abbreviations people don't understand anyway.
And the FBI, the CIA, the DNA.
Yeah. But I will say what it all comes down to is your desire to help people. Even if you didn't take all these classes, I think everyone has an innate healer within them, because no matter what it is that you're studying and focusing on, it's all about your intention. And those that are really into healing work know that.
Right.
So what I've studied is different ways that I can work with people to help clear out their old junk, which is what that book's about, and the necessity of that if you're considering Eastern medicine, which says whatever is out there, and that's not the physical first. First, it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, and eventually, if that goes on out of balance long enough, you could manifest a physical reality.
Right, and you know, you mentioned the healing because that's a big part of everything you do. We started our conversations a few weeks back talking about the thermography, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Okay. Which is no radiation medical imaging that you offer as well. And then last week we were talking about the EMFs and the 5G and the things that you can do to protect yourself. So again, you know, that's leading us down this road of how you can help people in terms of healing. Today is no different, is it? Because we're going to be dealing with, the life of a medium. And the work that you do as a medium also leads to healing itself, right?
Yes, because it's very comforting to people when they get messages from those that they've known and then have an understanding that it really is true that we don't die. I mean, some people can speculate about it and they'd like to believe that. I just know it's an absolute fact. So I really feel sorry for those that are atheists.
Right.
And they think, well, that's it. It's all over. And, well, that's absolutely not true, because otherwise I wouldn't be having conversations with all these people.
Well, you know, and I think part of it, Susan, too, is that people look at death as so final.
Yeah, scary that
and
way.
Even for somebody who, and I'm not an atheist, but I don't want to die because I feel like, you know what, I still got a lot I want to do and things I want to see and accomplish and people I want to be around. But basically what you're saying is that just because you may leave this plane, whatever they call it, you know, what we call it is something, that doesn't mean it's completely over.
No, not at all.
And that's hard. It's hard for us mere mortals to wrap our brains around that.
Yes, it is. Very materialistic, a lot of us, and just think of the short-term, you know, profits when it's talking about business, and that is actually a problem.
Well, I think it's also, you know what, if you can't see it, feel it, touch it, you know what I mean? It's like, well, then I guess it's not really there.
So I help them have a sense of that. So I call myself the party line when I sit down with people.
Oh, yeah?
I said, well, you may want to hear from your brother, who passed over, but you might be hearing from your grandparents first, and then Aunt Matilda, or whatever, and then eventually your brother gets a moment, because everybody wants to have a chat. They wanted to say hello, I still love you, you know, we know what's going on in your life, and bring through memories that they've shared on, you know, picnics and vacations and just holidays and grandma's favorite recipe, and you're still using it, and she's happy about that.
You're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to use that much salt. She's been trying to tell you this, but you don't listen. That's why she's always hiding. That's why she's always hiding the salt, but you keep going out and buying more. I don't know.
Well, yeah, so that's the idea, is that they are touching back. And love is what does absolutely endure time, outside of time.
So now let me ask you this, because you're a medium, right? That's part of what you do. Is that the same as being psychic, or is that different?
Well, I think everybody is psychic. And some people say, oh, well, everybody can be a medium, but it's just my understanding from going to classes and watching people struggle and not be able to do anything past maybe being psychic, that maybe they just don't have the ability to be telepathic.
Okay. So now,
telepathic is when you can have a conversation with just your mind and your thoughts, which is all that you can communicate with pretty much as a sort of a conversation and bringing forth images. It's all just mind-to-mind communications.
All right.
That's how I get information from the mind, consciousness of the person that passed over. They still have their personality, and they can communicate with me by sending me images to my mind and thoughts and things to say and all that. Yeah, there's different ways of conveying things telepathically.
Okay, so now how does it work for you in particular? I mean, is this something you've done your whole life? Like, basically, you know, you can't remember not being able to do this, Susan?
I think a pivotal part for people's development, I'm just going to say in general from what I'm hearing lately, some are either born already seeing spirits around them, already having conversations, and they're, do you ever hear of those, like, the invisible playmate?
Yes.
That kids have.
Yes.
And, like, you shouldn't squash that, because you may not perceive this playmate, but your little daughter is, or something, and so they're playing tea.
Right.
And there's no harm in that, and they might kind of just drift out of that on their own, or it might stay as part of their life forever. And some people will develop, say, around 12, 13 or something. I think it has something. I mean, it's just me personally. That's a time when hormones actually start churning up in the body. That might kind of turn it on. And that's the time that I started noticing I could pick up different things, and no one could explain it to me.
Right.
And years later, I found out my grandmother had the ability after she passed away, but she knew I had it.
Right.
She knew I had it.
So now let me ask you this. Is this now, you said it kind of kicked in for you around that time. Now, so basically it's been on this whole time, Susan. Is there a way to, because you're talking about, you know, messages from, you're calling it a party line. You know, things are coming at you hot and heavy. Is it all the time, or can you put a barrier and be like, look, I got to be normal time. I got to go to the store. I don't want to be bothered. I'm trying to do some shopping. I'm trying to work here. I'm trying to return emails. I'm having a conversation with a friend. You know what I mean?
Now, they know that I have to invite them in, and then the people that are just learning have to know that they're the ones in control, just like of any other conversation. My time is, I'm going to focus on this right now, and, you know, don't just drift in. So they're not just drifting in with me all the time. Mm-hmm. I have the ability to absolutely turn it on and off when someone, like, it's none of my business who's around you.
Right.
And stuff. None of my business at all. I don't know about your life. It's none of my business. But if you come for a session, you're asking for my help. Mm-hmm. I can turn it on and say, yeah, your mom's standing behind your right shoulder there right now.
So now,
and this is what she's wearing. This is what she looks at. And they go, oh, yeah, she's right there.
Right.
There she is.
Now, let me ask you this. So is this something you only do in person? Do you have the ability to do it over distance?
Oh, I've had conversations and mediumship readings to several people in California, Kentucky, Florida, D.C. It doesn't matter. Okay. Actually, it does not matter.
All right. So it comes through no matter what, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I can do a great reading on the telephone.
See, that always amazes me, because how do they know where to go? I'm talking about the people from the other side, the spirit, right? Say you're talking with somebody in California. Well, chances are, usually the people that that are around them, wouldn't they be in California too?
They can be anywhere in a thought.
Really? So
they don't have physical bodies. See? And they already know that their loved ones are contacting me because they want to have a communication. So they're usually eager to communicate.
So in other words, we have to let go of the boundaries that we think would hold everything else back.
Right. That's why I can do it wherever I am.
So to them,
even internationally, doesn't matter.
Right. So to Grandpa, you could be in California, and that person could contact you there in New Jersey. And he could be there in a flash because he doesn't have to get on a plane. He doesn't have to worry about miles.
Oh.
He doesn't have to worry about distance. He doesn't have to worry about weather conditions.
No. He's probably around that person all the time anyway. They just don't know it.
Right. It's almost like they're bending space and time.
Yeah. And time is only a construction of this physical reality. There is no time.
Right.
Outside of this reality.
So it's our fault. We're rushing around for no reason.
Beat the clock all the time. It's the way we construct and organize our lives.
Right.
But once we get past the lives, then it's not, the reality is so very different.
Right.
Very different.
So now let me ask you this. When you are out and about, have there been instances, Susan, where messages have tried to come through, even though you're like, look, I'm at a movie right now. You got to leave me alone. I'm trying to watch this George Clooney movie here, where all of a sudden somebody's chiming in on you and saying, look, that person over there, I need to get a message to.
Right. Well, a good example, and it's similar to that, is there are spirits that want to leave the earth plane that are stuck here. They're not bad. They just didn't get out.
Right.
And they would like to get reunited with those that have passed over and ahead of them. And they seem to know that I can help them. So a quick example, I'm at a friend's house. I'm visiting her in New Hampshire. We're standing in her living room, and she looks to her cat, and she said, my cat's acting really strange, Susan, so there's got to be somebody here with us to, figure it out. So I turn on my site. There's this guy, gives me his name, Arthur. I'm like, okay, Arthur. Talking to me a little sort of, and I just knew right away he just wanted to get out of there because that's the assumption I have. What are you doing here?
Right.
What are you doing here? He meant no harm. He's nothing scary as far as, he's just there. And, I get an idea what he looks like. And I'm saying, okay, Arthur, your wife, Mabel or whatever her name was, she's way ahead of you. So you'd like to, reunite with her. So, my friend put a pillar of light in the middle of this complex. It's a senior low rent complex. Okay.
Right.
So that I'm saying that for a reason anyway. So I said, go to the light. And the other thing you can say, from someone who's called the Ghost Whisperer, and that the original one that the whole Ghost Whisperer series was about, she said, tell them to go to the nearest, we'll call it funeral parlor. And when that person passes over, that you can go with them. It's like your window of opportunity. Go right with them. So in this case, we're telling them to go to that light. Okay, so that seemed to happen very easily. It's like, okay, he's gone, seems, and the cat's normal. So we go into the kitchen. We're having a chat in the kitchen. Then my whole body starts vibrating. I'm like, oh, no. The entire complex of I don't know how many floating around people are trying to come through me. And it's like, excuse me, this is when I have to take control. I'm here to visit my friend. I'm not here to clear out the entire complex.
Right.
And it stopped.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
These things just happen, and then I have to figure out, why am I vibrating? Well, of course.
Right.
It's like the sign, I'm open,
Well, that, it's on. And that's what I was about to ask. Is that something that they see in you as opposed to most other people that, you've got something about you that says, hey, I'm available for you. as opposed to, you know, me walking down the street, they'd be like, he has no clue.
Well, everything is vibration. Everything in this reality is vibration. We all learned that even in middle school, that even if it's a rock, it still has a vibration. It's just really slow. And so I think they can tell. They're at a higher vibration because they're not in the physical, but they can sense who is able to raise their vibration in order to communicate with them.
Right.
So they know they can communicate with me.
Sure.
So that's kind of how it is. And I actually was just at a historical house tour. They do that once a year in this area, and they open up all the older homes.
Oh, my goodness. Were they coming at you hot and heavy?
Well, here's a little subtle thing. We're having this talk, and the guy's discussing, details about life at that time. And I just kept feeling something on my forearm, just very lightly, just right there again and again. So, okay, no, I'm not going to get into it now. But I do know there's a ghost in the house. I'm actually going to contact the Historical Society and see if they'd like myself and my cousin to come over there and give them more details by interacting with them. We did that in a house in this area where I am, and just found some, you know, details about their lives that wouldn't be in the history books, and the Historical Society loved it.
Wow. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now does that happen? And again, this harkens back to my earlier question where, you know, you might walk into a place or you might be in an area where all of a sudden you're getting bombarded like, hey, there's somebody. It's almost like they noticed, they noticed someone who can actually see them. It's like that movie Ghost where all of a sudden, you know, Patrick Swayze was looking at the guy on the train like, you can see me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You can see me. And that whole thing about Whoopi Goldberg, all, you know, somebody popping into her and all that. Well, I did it once, but I told them, I'm not leaving my body. You make a deal here. And let me tell you, I would under maybe a really rare occasion would I ever do that again. You know why? Because in order for them to blend with me, they're using my energy and my battery is just getting sapped, so that by the time I was done reading all the whole bunch of people there and doing that, oh my gosh, I couldn't walk out of the house. I couldn't drive. I had to eat.
Oh, wow.
It was like I had a low blood sugar incident. They drain you to get that much of a energy coming through you.
Right. Wow.
So that's like, here's the do's and the don'ts. Just know that's not a thing to do on a regular basis. Let's just have a chat. And one of the worst things that happened, that was a learning experience, but you're talking about, are they just all over and they know where you are and who you are? I did not want to go into the Gettysburg Cemetery. I just knew they were going to find me.
Did you see them there? Like, can you see, like, the energy?
I didn't want to, so here's the funny thing that happened instead.
Right.
I'm sure it's loaded. I mean, it's one of the most haunted places around. Sure, on the cemetery, and this little breeze comes up, and I'll tell you, there was no breeze. But I felt the breeze, and then something's going right through me like I'm jello.
Right.
It was the most awful feeling. And moving to the other side, okay. And then it happened again. And then I just stood my ground and said, now cut it out. and they stopped. They really listened.
Right.
So I just said, just cut that out. Go to the nearest funeral parlor. Pass over with the person that's, you know, going to the light. Go with them to the light.
Right. Now, is this something, have you been called in to do stuff like this and you know, kind of help those that needed to find their way out or you know what I mean? Because I mean,
I haven't been asked to do that. I can. What's going on here. Can you clear the space so that it's a good for business,
right?
Whatever, that kind of blessing of the area. Yeah, I can do that.
And that was going to be my next question, because I know some people do that for homes, especially if it's an older home.
Yes.
Or maybe they move in, they're like, you know what, I get a weird feeling here. Or you just mentioned a business. Do you do house clearings and building clearings and stuff like that too?
I haven't done much of it. I can. It's not a focus of mine. I do like just sending them to the light. That's the way I like to focus on it, that it's their best interest to move on.
Wow. All right. Well,
not be here.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let me remind everybody, we're talking with Susan Bishak. She's the owner at Natural Harmony. If you want to reach out to her regarding maybe some mediumship or thermography or some past life regression or any of the other things that she does, including her book, Healing a Desperate Heart, reach out to her either through her website or by phone directly. The website is her name, SusanBishak.com. That's S-U-S-A-N, Susan, duh. like people don't know how to spell Susan. Bishak is spelled B-I-S-C-H-A-K. SusanBishak.com. You can also find her by reaching out to her by phone at 973-838-7211. Now, real quick, we're talking about the work she does as a medium, which can be helpful, you know, whether it's for yourself, maybe for a family member, but it has to do with healing, right?
It does, because you can give people closure. What wasn't said that they would have liked to have
right.
a conversation about before the person died.
And this was something that I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, the sad things, like, why did my son throw himself in front of the train?
Right.
I miss my brother, you know, he died of a brain tumor, and I watched him waste away, and we were very close, and he came through, this guy, so well. He even had me write something on a piece of paper. It was the heart. And it said the number four, and then ever. He had me write that. Mm-hmm. I showed it to her, and she burst into tears. She said, every single card he ever gave me, he signed that way.
Wow. So that was
healing? Isn't that absolutely, I know that's my brother.
Right.
That is my brother, no doubt. He's still alive in his own way, mm-hmm. and he's near me, and he still loves me.
Right.
How comforting. But I'd like to point out one more thing before we end this session.
Okay.
Indigenous tribes all over the world have always revered the people that have this ability, because sometimes it depended on their survival to get the information. And the one that could get that information was held in high regard, versus now people have this fear because they don't understand. And that has certainly led to a lot of horrible things over the many years.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. When somebody does pass, has anybody asked you about maybe the person hasn't passed, but you're trying to, because maybe a relationship ended, and to you that might feel like a death because of the death of a relationship. Can you answer those kinds of questions? Like, will spirit come in and say, you know what, it's actually better that this kind of thing ended for you? You know what I mean?
Sometimes they come into it, but you know what? It's not their job to run your life and interfere.
Right.
With you. They can help guide you, but they're not gonna know. And that's why I don't do card readings. People expect me to make their big decisions in their life for them. And that's not my job.
Right.
I can give you the possibilities that might be coming along and what, as a personal, you know, thing, what I might suggest, but it's not coming from the other side. That becomes just a personal conversation.
Right. Now, what about the spirit themselves? So when somebody does pass, I don't want to ask what is that like? Because
I could talk about that. I know two people that passed over, and others you've probably read about that have very similar experiences.
All right. I didn't know if that was something you could actually speak to, because I haven't done it. Have you passed over and come back? I don't think so.
No, I haven't, but I've had friends that do that, and it seems to be a thing that, yes, you do or do not go down this tunnel that everybody talks about,
right.
But you end up in a room with, like, a council. There's someone next to you, and you don't have to, like, see them necessarily, but you sense that they're there, and they're kind of there representing you with this council in front of you, and that's where you get your life review. So it's going to be an awful experience if you were an awful person.
So there is a
but
life
review.
But if
you review. Did your best to be good, it's going to be a good review.
All right.
The judgment is you just reviewing, and they'll show you every time you cause someone pain, every time you cause someone happiness, and that's your life going before you, and that's the actual judgment that happens. It's just your life review. What did you do with your time here and your gift? Your life is a gift.
See, now you're scaring me, Susan.
Be a good boy.
Because I try to be a good boy, but I know I've done some bad things, and you know I've tried to atone for those. But I always this almost seems like a movie where it's like, oh no, I've got to go sit in that room, and my lawyer next to me is gonna pitch. He belongs on the other side of those gates, there, Father. you know what I mean?
Well, if you are particularly Christian and you would expect if you cross over, you'll see Jesus, that's who you might see next to you. But helping people pass over is often those that have passed before. And before the person leaves, they'll be in the room. You may have heard of someone saying, oh, they see their husband who passed before them just before they themselves pass, because the husband's there to help them over, to kind of escort them over, and make the transition nicer.
And I think we've all heard those stories where somebody, just before they pass, all of a sudden they started doing much better. People are like, oh my goodness, they're making this amazing recovery, right?
Yeah, my dad did that, and I knew he was going to go, and he did. A few days later, he went into a coma and he was gone. But here's one thing you mentioned before: he was out of his body and communicating with me once when I was in a class. And I thought it was a reading for someone else, and then all of a sudden I go, oh my gosh, I'm describing my dad, and he's not gone yet.
Right. But I didn't even know
this was possible.
Was he
Someone's in a coma.
Was he in a coma?
They know what you're talking about.
Right. So it's almost like they're in an in-between state.
So talk to them. Get your thing that you wanted to tell them. Say it. Do your apologies. Do it all you can before they go, if it's appropriate.
Right.
If it's not going to be disturbing, of course, but just let them know that you love them, that you're there for them.
All right. Well, you know what? It's all very interesting and stuff that, you know, you might not realize, but is part of healing. And that's the work that Susan does as a medium. If you want to look into maybe doing a reading with her, reach out to her directly, either by phone at 973-838-7211. Or better yet, go to her website. You can see all the variety of things that she does. SusanBishak.com. Bishak is spelled BISCHAK.com. You can also look into her book, Healing a Desperate Heart, which is basically a story of her own journey that you can look into. And again, purchase right there on the website. We've been talking today about the life of a medium, which she is one. And, you know, if you're looking for a reading, she can do it. But over distance or even in person, right?
That's right. And when you're a medium, you can channel healing energy, not just the spirits that passed over. So it does come in, you know, to be a healer. It's a plus. It's a big plus.
All right. And now real quick before we wrap up here, Susan, tell me about the products you sell by Geo Wellness.
Geo Wellness products are there to help mitigate the damaging effects of the wireless age that we're in. There's quite a bit on the internet. If you just go look around for it, you will find a lot that are saying, the scientists and medical doctors, that it's really very damaging. We're taking it for granted, but there's never been a single study to say it was safe, and it's not.
Right. And again, these products are available through geowellness.com.
GeoWellness.
And then you put
forward slash, and you put Natural Harmony, and you'll go right to my website.
It takes you right to the page where you can purchase those products, look into them yourselves, and you know, make sure that you go to that website, geowellness.com/Natural Harmony. It'll take you right to that page. All right.
Well, yes, thank you.
Susan, once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Lots of interesting stuff. If you'd like to find out more about her work as a medium, maybe the thermography or all the other services she provides, reach out to her. SusanBishak.com or give her a call directly, 973-838-7211. And thank you again for joining us, Susan. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
All right. You got it. You have a great day. We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.